Yo, what's up? It's your girl, DJ Narc. Yo, we're doing this again. I don't have my water. I don't have my shit. I'm walking around. I'm half in the middle of doing stuff. But I just, you know, I'm realizing this is part of my process. So here we go. I have so much I want to touch on. But also I want to say, like, this is not going to be heavy all the way through. I feel like I need a little bit of, like, a junk food break in my head, even if it's for the night. So if you're feeling the same way, welcome. We're going to hit on some stuff later, just, you know, because. But for now, can we talk about the few things that I've learned from Love is Blind? Because, bitch, first of all, drink it. If you got it, drink something. I have lately been having water with cranberry extract. I can drink out of the tap here in Denmark, which is nice. Cranberry extract, organic cranberry extract. I don't know why I'm so into it, but it makes me feel great. I'm sorry you're hearing all this ambient noise of me, like, opening the fridge and shit. I have to start because I have some... I just realized that when I don't start... When I have the thought, then it just gets lost and it's not there anymore and I can't recreate it. So here we are. Okay. I have learned some things from Love is Blind. First I learned, then I unlearned, which I feel is like my best process to like learn shit. So I'm watching the season before the new one because I realized that like I missed the season. So I'm watching the season and I'm thinking like the white couple... Paul and Micah, the whole time I'm thinking, damn, you know, I've been doing this wrong. Like, these two real chill about shit that I would not be chill about at all. Like, I saw red, crimson flags so many times and was just like, okay, this is going to be the moment where they fight. And then they didn't fight. And I was like, yeah, man, yeah. Right? So I'm thinking... Maybe, you know, like maybe my fucking uptown upbringing and all the fucking like being aggressive and calling shit out right away as soon as something happens, you know, we don't like funny style shit. Maybe that's not the way, you know, between that and the thing I posted where the guy's like, you know, what have the New York dudes done to the New York women to make them talk like that? Like, I've been thinking to myself like that. I posted that because it stuck to me a little bit. Because even New York dudes who should be used to this, because they know what they fucking did. They, every single one of them know what they did. Okay? don't get me started. But it made me think like sometimes even New York dudes who really do know what they did, even they'll look at you crazy like, wow, you're really going to go there. Yeah, fuck your mom. Yeah. Suck your mother. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, so I've been thinking maybe it would be, you know, good to like be more easygoing. Because, you know, I've gone back and forth. Am I like, should I be more feminine? Should I be more masculine? Should I do this? Should I do that? Never in my life have I thought like, should I be more easygoing in a relationship? Easygoing in relationships are just aren't things that go together for me. So I've been watching this season with a little bit of like, you know, I've been having some aha moments. I've been watching with a bit of wonder, if you will. Smoke it if you got it. Like, okay, these motherfuckers are real chill. Like, bitches talking to a dude that she was talking to behind, you know, when they couldn't see each other. It's called In the Pods. She was talking to him. And then after her and other dude get together, she's in the pool fucking talking to the first dude. The dude is talking to another girl. They don't say nothing to each other. The next day, they act like nothing happened. They have snarky interactions with her best friend. The next day, they act like it didn't happen. So I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm peeping all this. I'm not even really watching the show at this point. Now I'm just like, aha, this is what being easygoing looks like. You know, I'm beginning to see the benefits of this. Like, they seem to be clicking, you know? But in the back of my head, I'm thinking... I could not have gotten over that first day. That first day, I would have been like, yo, the fuck were you doing talking to that fucking bitch in the pool? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm watching. I'm confused, but I'm watching. Smoke it if you got it. And then, bitch, we get to, like, when they get married or, like, they're supposed to be standing at the altar and they say, like, yes or no. After all this easygoing bullshit, which to me in my mind has been dis-fucking-respectful the whole time. After all this disrespect, after all this fucking swallowed anger or just, like, fucking acting like you didn't even fucking see what's going on. After eating so much shit, at the end of it, this motherfucker's like, yeah, I'm not into you enough to marry you. And suddenly this like hours that I've been trying to distract myself from what's going on and everything that I've been spending watching this stupid fucking show and thinking, oh my God, I'm like learning something new. This is how I should be. No. This is really what I came on here to talk about. No. Mm-mm. I was right. I've been right. That's what, honestly, I came out here to be fucking toxic. I've been right. I've been right. This is the shit that you don't want to listen to in front of your fucking boyfriend or your brother or if your dad's in the car or whatever. Because any man that listens to this, test it out. They're going to get fucking triggered in the next 10 minutes. Bro, I was right. I've been right since I was 12 years old. These motherfuckers only understand one thing. Do you understand me? They only understand a woman who's by herself. If you are not about yourself, this motherfucker don't even want your attention. He don't even want your help. He wants the kind of bitch that's going to be like, oh, you need something from me? Okay, let me come up out of myself and do something for you. And I'm about to go right back into myself and disappear. Because think about the things that fucking motherfuckers like. They like a bitch who don't talk. They like a bitch who stays at their business. They like a bitch who lets them do whatever they want. Now, there's only two type of women who do this. There's doormats that want to cling to you 24/7 and they let you do whatever the fuck because they can't live without you. They're fucking codependent. And there's like women, like just, I don't even want to qualify that with an adjective, just women. Then there's women. And women who are women have a whole fucking universe of a life going on around them. They have satellites, they have people, they have friends, they have organizations they help, they have causes, they got kids, they got, you know what I mean, they got fucking carpools, they got all kinds of responsibilities and all kinds of commitments, because that is the difference between men and women, right? Women welcome commitment of all sorts. This man has to see you come away from all those commitments for a moment and be like, okay, I got a lot going on. It's like when you have three things cooking in the kitchen. Like, yeah, okay, what's up? You want attention? Okay, you want some time? Okay, all right. You could come sit in the kitchen with me while I'm cooking. If it's really that deep right now, we could go to... But like, I'm not around. You're going to have to come find me. You're going to have to make a plan if you want to see me. You're going to have to take me somewhere if you want to talk to me, because I don't have fucking time for you. Because as soon as getting back to the point, and as soon as you do the slightest shit, you feel me? I was just watching a TikTok by this French guy. He was like, yo, if a man is on a date with you and he picks up his eyes to look at another woman, a la poubelle, like in the fucking trash. That's it. You're gone. What are you doing right now? I'd be like that. I listened to that man's whole fucking list of shit. I'll post it on Instagram. I listened to his whole list of shit. It was a woman who was like, rules from my French husband for the first date. And he went through like 12 things. And every single thing he said, I was like, yes. Yeah, it's actually annoying to me because I find them so despicable in so many ways that so much of what the French believe about human interaction is exactly what I believe. It's so annoying to me because they have such a cruel streak, which I abhor. But their way of living, their quality of living amongst themselves, if they weren't such fucking Nazis about it, like that list. When I felt very vindicated when I listened to that list, and he said, you know, if he looks at another woman, even if it's a glance. And I thought to myself, fuck yes. Like, thank you. I'm so colonized. Thank you, fucking white man, for qualifying something that I've been saying my whole life. And people have been trying to make me feel like I'm some fucking hot-headed Middle Eastern. Mind you, not even Middle Eastern. Middle Eastern. Oh, you're so hot-headed. Wow, you're just getting worked up. No, I'm not just getting worked up. You're trash. You're fucking trash. That's it. So what I'm saying is, smoke it, drink it. Come on, let's go. We've been slacking for a minute. We got 116,000 impressions on Spotify. And they fucking shadow banned us on Apple. Yo, Rev fam, we stay getting in trouble. Even when we're not doing anything. Anyway. So listen. So here I am thinking all this time. Because you know, when you treat a man like this, you're going to hear his mouth. He's not going to go anywhere. Let me remind you one more time that I love both these fucking dudes that I was married to. He's not going to go anywhere, but he's going to run his mouth about it. He's a man who's actually being held to task for the things that he said that he was going to commit to. He be complaining. You're going to have to hear his fucking mouth from time to time, but he's not going to fucking do nothing. He's going to do exactly what he fucking supposed to do. And that's it. Right? But you're going to hear his mouth. And I've been hearing it all my life. Like, oh, you're too strict. You're too this. You're too... Yo, suck a dick. Run away. Go away. Leave me alone. Get the fuck out of my house. Never fucking come back. Nobody's fucking asking you to be here. Nobody... Yo, what do you think? What do you think? This is a fucking choice. You can walk out the door right fucking now. Who the fuck said you got to be here? This ain't no codependent shit. If you do what I don't like, you can get the fuck out. Simple. When the girl that I saw briefly ran into this side of me, and I told, listen, I told this fucking bitch a month before, I said, listen to me, I'm not trying to be hard, I'm not trying to be cool, please don't take this, like, I'm trying to be, like, all, like, you know, because we both from Harlem, like, I get it, like, you think I'm just, no, I'm not doing that Diddy dance, I'm telling you for real, okay, on some real shit, I'm real, real, real soft, cute, sweet, on the outside when I like somebody. But that shit is not true. That's just what I'm doing because I feel like that's about as like that everyone deserves that, right? Everyone deserves like a soft landing when you first, you feel me? But I'm always really honest. Like, this is not who I am. This is the version, this real plush, soft version of me is what you get if you never put a knife in me. And I will stay this soft and this cute and pink and plush for the rest of our time together. You will never see any other side of me. And I have been in situations like that where the guy meets other people that I've dated and he's like, I can't imagine that you're talking about the girl that I'm with because she's fucking wonderful. She's never done anything like that. Exactly, because you never pushed me to that point. And I told her, I was like, listen, if you take all of this like sweet, cute, softness as weakness, you're going to poke me. And when you poke me, you're going to hit metal. And when you hit metal, I'm gone. I'm out. I don't give a fuck about you no more. And I've had this conversation so many times in my life when someone I'm dating, someone I'm married to, someone I'm in love with will be like, what, just like that? Yeah, just like that. What, that's it? Yeah, just like that, motherfucker. Yeah, it's that's it. Oh, so you mean even though we've been... whatever. Yeah, even though. Mm-hmm. Even though. Oh, so if I stay, you mean I'm going to have to like court you and get you to love me again? Yes. Yes. This is not a fight we're getting over. We're not fighting. We're done. Get the fuck out. Like, what are you talking about? See, and I've been sitting here watching this fucking show. Now I'm getting worked up. I've been sitting here watching this fucking show, beating myself up, being like, oh, see, if you were like this, if you were like this, if you're like, come to find out at that, what does he do? What did he do? He fucking clowned this bitch. Yo, he fucking clowned this bitch in front of her whole family in a whole wedding dress with a whole fucking bouquet in her hands. He fucking clowned this bitch. And you know what I was thinking the whole time? I bet that bitch is tight about how much money she spent on her hair. That's what I was thinking. When she was crying, I was thinking she's crying because she has a gigantic credit card bill to deal, but she's the only child. So her parents will take care of her. That's fine. But... I have been watching this bitch operate through this season and being like, maybe, you know, maybe like it's not all the way to like Love Island, like the Korean way, like that girl did it. But I could see like, I you know what I was doing, actually, to be honest, you know what I was doing? I was watching the blonde playbook play out because blondes come with such a like a social capital for weak men or for insecure men. Right. So I was watching that play out as well. And I noticed right away about him that he wasn't compelled by the blonde thing. Like, you could tell very easily what guys are really into the social capital of that and which men aren't. And he said it right away. As soon as he met her, he was like,
yeah, she's beautiful. I just like go for more of like a witchy girl. And he was like someone who has like herbs growing and some potion brewing and some. And I thought, okay, all right. Because this chick is like a sorority chick. But he was like, no, it's good. She gets me out of my head and into my body. And I was like, oh, wow. So she's also dumb. You know, so I'm like checking all these things that he's saying because I understand the language he's talking. And I understand he's speaking male. And I get that. I was like, okay, okay, okay. But what she was doing was baffling to me because she's watching him do all this. Basically, he's doing all this without doing it. Like, he's saying all this without saying it. He, mildly condescending, you know, this type of shit. But she's not doing nothing. She's not saying nothing. She's over there fucking flirting with a whole other dude. So I'm like, okay, this is an interesting way to move. Come to find out. No, it's not. It's not interesting at all. It's how you get clowned. See? See? And I want to bring this to you. Bro, news flash. These motherfuckers will tell you all day long that if you treat them right, they're going to be nice to you. How is it? This has happened so many times. So I feel like I'm an almanac for this shit. Every time I have seen a bitch go out of her way and be too nice to a man. That man has fucked her over. Like, not even like a little bit. Not even like, you know what I mean? Like, he just ran out. He never talked to her again. No, I'm talking like draining bank accounts. I'm talking fuck your friend. I'm talking fuck your sister. I'm talking like. Do you understand? If you do not. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you know what? This is how I was raised. And now after watching this, honestly, I feel totally vindicated. And I'm going back to the way I used to be because fuck this. If you do not keep your motherfucking boot on their fucking necks, these men will treat you like shit. And I know it's counterintuitive. Baby, do I know? Baby? Baby, I know. I know. Drink something. And every girl has had this conversation with herself. Like, oh, I don't understand. When I'm nice to him, when I'm mean to him, he's nice to me. And when I'm nice to him, he's like, no. No. Mm-mm. You're making an assumption here that's making an ass out of you and me, okay? You're assuming that this person, this man, knows the difference between nice and bitchy. This is what I'm realizing. They don't. They don't. All they understand is I have the power, you have the power. That's it. Nice, bitchy, sweet, soft. All these things they tell you all the time that they want. All these motherfuckers who sit on these fucking podcasts and run their fucking mouth. Right? So embarrassing. Embarrassing. Okay. These men lie. Because first of all, if you were that clear on what you wanted, sir, you wouldn't be single. One. Two. Men throughout time have been saying this bullshit and still go for the bitch. And still go for the one. Listen, on this show that I'm watching, there was one dude. He was talking to two bitches. It was his birthday, okay? The bitch who decorated the room and got him cake and made it look like his birthday, he did not choose her. He chose the bitch who came in late and brought her own snack and was like, oh my God, I completely forgot it was your birthday. I feel so bad. No, she didn't even say I completely forgot. She said, oh my God, I feel so bad. It's your birthday. I didn't even do anything. He chose her. He chose her. And then she wasn't attracted to him. So then he went and got the other one that he dumped. Then he went and got her because he was like, oh, sorry, that one didn't want me. You think he was honest about that with the other one? No. He made it seem to her, the one that he went back and got, he made it seem to her that he was never interested in the other girl. No, lies. You see what I'm talking about here? Do you see what I'm talking about? The guy who ended up getting married 2 weeks before he fucking said, I do, he told another bitch from the show, I think about you all the time. I could see there's still something between us. I could see. See? I'm on a high, okay? Because I've been told by these douchey fucking men my whole life that I be doing too much. These shows give you a chance to see what the fuck dudes are like when they forget that a camera's looking at them and they trying to fucking run game or do some shady shit. And you know what I keep seeing on this show and what I've always known about men is that men will do anything they could get away with. Either they're getting away with doing it because of the rules you set or the rules they set for themselves. And that's the thing with me. That's what I've realized from all this shit. The only type of man that you don't need to keep your fucking boot on his neck is a man that feels that he has to answer to himself. That he actually has a fucking moral compass. But what I'm realizing, maybe it's just that they're oversexed. Maybe because the disconnect between virtual sex from them and physical women is just so broad that that gap is too broad. They can't bridge it anymore. I don't know what it is, but I find that outside of men who hold themselves accountable for their actions, outside of that, the only way to ensure that they don't fuck you over is to fucking treat them like you're training them. You have to treat them like any, and you know what? I will say this. I saw this Sprinkle Sprinkle lady was talking about this. And again, I felt so vindicated because I don't even give a fuck how it comes across. I don't care how you take this. I don't care who out there is listening. It was like, she used to do that to me. Hi to every single one of my ex who I know is fucking listens to my, who I know fucking listens to my podcast. Hi guys. Hey boys. How's it going? Listen, that shit that Shira be saying, I have been on that shit my whole life. We could end this right now. And on any given Sunday, okay, at any given point in time, we can end this. Like, if you get too much in my fucking face about anything, if you fucking disrespect me, if you make me mad, if you, we can fucking end this. Don't fucking argue with me. Like, I gotta fucking stand here and talk to you about some stupid shit. That's it. We're done. Bro, that's it. We're done. Leave. Get the fuck out. Do you under? You will never believe how men react to this. You will not believe it. I have told 3 men that I have lived with, 2 that I was married to and 1 that I live with, to get the fuck out on a daily basis. And all 3 of them were fucking in shambles when I left them. Come to find out the one that left me was also in shambles. Ooh, there's so much tea. Shambles, I tell you. Why? Seems counterintuitive, right? Because I've been sitting here watching Love is Blind going, oh, you just act like Micah and just act like you don't see nothing, you don't hear nothing, you just, you know, monkey say, monkey see, monkey do, monkey don't see nothing, monkey don't do nothing. I got it. Okay, this is the way. No, bitch. No, it's not. That's why you got fucking clowned. That's why that motherfucker clowned you. If you have fucking laid that shit down right and you fucked him. Wait, and you fucked him? Get the fuck out of here. Yo, if you would have laid that shit down right, if you were smart, that motherfucker would have been too scared to say no at the altar. Even if later, after the fucking show was produced and everything, even if later he was like, yo, my bad, I don't know. He wouldn't have had the guts to stand up there and say that shit. Not like that. Not like that. The only men I know that don't cheat on their wives are the ones that are too afraid to. Listen, I didn't do it. I'm not the villain. I didn't do it. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. And you know what? I can see this playing out in my current situation as well. As long as I've been nice. Uncharacteristically nice. Things have been a fucking circus. But recently, over the past month, smoke it if you got it. Over the past month, I just reached a point where I was just sick of myself. Like, not in a negative way. It sounds really negative. But it wasn't like I was feeling bad about myself. I was sick of the muck. I was sick of feeling like my self-image and my physical image and my mental and my knowledge bank was all just stuck in molasses. I felt stuck and like I was coated in something, like I was drowning. And whenever I feel that feeling, which, remember when I had that car accident? So when I had that car accident, they actually gave me Oxy. And I took it once. And it was the worst fucking feeling I've ever experienced. It was exactly what I just described. Like, feeling like you're stuck in the muck. Feeling like you can't wake up. Like, I remember as I was falling into the high of it, I remember thinking, I hate this. This is the worst thing I've ever felt. Like, I never want to feel like this, right? So it's that. I'm very sensitive to stagnation and like that kind of like drowsiness of spirit, if that makes sense. Like, I just don't like it. I'm like a live wire. So I've been feeling stuck in the muck and not realizing that I've been feeling that way, because it's very hard for me to process my feelings. But I started to see in my actions that I must be motivated to change. I don't know where these actions are coming from. So I must be motivated to change for some reason. I'm lifting weights. I'm working out twice a day. I'm getting like religious about drinking water. I'm not paying attention to the mirror. I'm focusing on skincare instead of makeup. I'm wearing less and less makeup. I'm beginning to understand something about makeup that I've never understood my whole life. Also from Love is Blind. Check this out. So on the season before this one, in the newest season, there's this guy and this girl, and she's real pretty, you know, and he seems like the American, like, corn-fed Midwestern guy, firefighter, and they're together, and then she's like, I don't think you're really into me, and he's like, well, you should let your freckles show more, and she's like, what the fuck are you talking about, and he's like, you were wearing those horrible lashes when we first met, and she's like, what? And he basically ends up telling her that he was really put off and really kind of, well, he didn't say shaken, but you could tell that he was shaken by first meeting her, because, and this is what he said pretty much verbatim, you looked fake. It made me feel like you were fake. And it was the way he said it. He was so not a dick, and he was not being pretentious, and he was not trying to be a dick. He really kept it to himself for days and just wouldn't say anything at all. he just clammed up. But when he finally got it out, of course, she punished him for it. You know, she pulled it out of him finally, and then she punished him for it and left him alone. But there was something, you know, you could hear something like a million times and it doesn't click. And then you hear it once in a certain way and you're like, oh shit, that made a lot of sense to me. It was the way he said it. And it was so sincere, and I knew exactly what he meant. When you wear a certain amount of makeup, and we've gotten so used to this because our lives are more virtual than they are real. And for the virtual world, the way we do our makeup is perfect. But I realize now why, if I'm in the middle of taping and if I have to go do something, I'll make it a point to be like, I'm shooting YouTube videos right now. That's why I look like this. Because I myself am uncomfortable with the amount of makeup I'm wearing, right? So what I feel is happening is that we're going to slowly shift back. You know, we've already come to a place of like clean beauty, right? And there's a case to be made for her just being behind the times on makeup trends, because her makeup was very 2000s. And if she was on some, you know, like glossy A, road beauty, glistening skin, clean beauty makeup, I'm sure he wouldn't have even noticed she was wearing makeup. But that's exactly my point, is that makeup has, like, the forefront, what I'm realizing about makeup in general and about what's happening to our aesthetic and the beauty standard, is that makeup itself is becoming a skincare product. Most of the high-tech makeup you find now that's really well done is serum-based, and it's more skincare than it is foundation or concealer. So what that says to me is that we're reaching this really beautiful intersection between, you know, acknowledging that skincare really is the beauty, and then saying, but we understand that until we're there, let's use a product that'll keep getting us there where we want to get, but until we're there, here's a little help. I like it. I really like it a lot. And I think my favorite thing about it is exactly what he said, although I would have never thought of it that way. I think subconsciously, when you look at somebody and they're wearing an enormous amount of makeup, without realizing that you're doing it, you're making all sorts of judgments about them. And not because you're a misogynist, not because you're an asshole, not even because you're a man. Like, for example, again, on this Love is Blind show, this one girl, the one that, you know, the guy told her no, this girl and all her friends have these like insane extensions. And I was thinking, Paul, to the dude, I was thinking, baby, you're going to marry someone you don't even know what her eye shape is? You don't know what she looks like. If you see a bitch wearing those extensions, those heavy extensions, I'm sorry, you have no idea what that girl looks like. Because lashes will change your whole face. If I can't see the shape of your eyes, how the fuck do I know what you look like? Respectfully, I don't. And I was thinking to myself, Paul, don't you marry this girl. You don't even know what this bitch looks like. Come on. Right? But that girl and all her friends had these crazy ass eyelashes on. But here's my thing. I'm not fucking going to Harajuku and pointing at the Japanese kids dressed like, you know, samurai vampire from the 15th century. Do you? If you were doing the eyelash thing as part of like a whole other thing that you're doing, you on the edge, baby. You trendy. You cool. You on your Cardi shit. I'll say it like that because people don't give her really any credit for it. But Cardi B is more stylish or like more innovative than people think. She'd be a Libra about it. She'd be kind of quiet about it. That's why people, you know. But like, if you want to do some like extreme look, I get it. I'm with it. I'm cool. I'm always down for self-expression. But that's not what this is. That's not what this is. Those extensions that the bitch is wearing in season 4 and the makeup that the guy pointed out about the bitch in season 5, and they both happen to be like very, very, very blonde girls. I get it. I get it. It's, how do I say it? It's hard to trust what you're looking at when what you're looking at is not well done enough to hide itself. I'm getting to the point where if you can tell that I have any skin makeup on at all, I'm unhappy about it. I want the glow to look like it's from it within. I want the bronzing to look like it's the skin that's burnt. I even want the eyebrows to just, you know, be castor oiled every night so they're like crazy and thick on their own. I want to do 2 coats of mascara and a bunch of individuals so it just looks like I've got nothing on my face. I'm just bronzed and lashes, like not crazy, but like, you see all my skin, you see all my pores, regardless of what they look like. Hello, hi, here I am. Like, I think that we are being sold such a devastating product, and it's so lucrative that they're letting us like sit in the monkey house and we can't smell the monkey shit anymore. it's just too lucrative to like shake us and be like, y'all look insane. Some of you look crazy. You know what I mean? And the forefront of beauty is none of that. It's no cakey makeups. It's no, you know, normal makeup. It's all skincare based makeup. It's all dewy. It's all barely there. It's all very wet, right? It's all very real. And I completely get that. I get that if you don't stay at the forefront of the makeup aesthetic, I get that if you're not constantly evolving and interested in where the aesthetics of makeup and the shape, right, the cut of clothing is going, you'll start to age in the weirdest way. You just get stuck in a fucking time warp and everything around you starts to decay, especially yourself. You know, if you look at any of the clothes that 13, 14, 15-year-olds are wearing now and you feel like you can't wear them, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You can absolutely wear all the same shit that they're wearing. It just depends on where you're at in your head. Listen, the only group of people who appreciate how I dress are 13 to 16-year-old boys, and I'll take it. You know? But the aesthetic is there. 13 to 16-year-old boys knows what the fuck is up, and it ain't fucking broom extensions. The aesthetic has changed, and as, like, bitchy as it may sound from the future, stop. Stop, that fucking firefighter guy, he's right. He's right. That age of like covering ourselves up with this stuff, it's over. It's over. It has begun to denote something that we don't want to be associated with. And if you've gotten so used to seeing your face like that, you're going to have to like decolonize your head. You're going to have to unlearn all that. Smoke it if you got it. Because you're not going to look normal to yourself until some of you are like, never jumped on that makeup bandwagon. I do a little eyeliner, a little mascara from time to time, a little blush, and I'm out the door. Hey, you know what? You're light years ahead of the game, and I have so much respect for you. The rest of y'all, cut it out. Cut it out. Get real serious about your skincare. You know, and if you can't get serious about it, at least get like calm about it. Stay in, don't go out, sleep, drink water, fucking take baths and sleep again and just fucking sequester and heal and get better. Like, you have to actively, is what I'm trying to say. You have to actively tackle your aesthetic and check it for fucking glitches. You have to actively be on top of that. And it's all starting in the energetic. Anyway. The aesthetic. Anyway, drink something. I know I need to drink something. So now that we've had our little laugh, can we talk about these fucking influencers that are making like Nazi content where they're making fun of and dressing up like Palestinian women who are being bombed? You know why I'm laughing? You know what I figured out? Yo, these bitches want to be Palestinian so bad. No, listen to me. This whole like Muslim aesthetic, girl, why are these bitches cosplaying like Muslims? No, I get it that you're like, excuse, I'm just making fun of them while they're dying. No, but like, I feel like you just really had too much in your hand. Like you just really put that scarf on with too much sauce. Like, I feel like you try that scarf on at night in your house in front of your mirror. You know what I mean? While you dream about Ahmed. You feel me? Like, I don't know what it was. It was, like, after the second or third video I saw of, like, these Israeli girls, like, dressing up in the scarf and everything and, like, pretending to be hijab. I was like, oh, they really, like, thirsty for this. And then one of the girls was like, Bella Hadad or whatever the fuck your name. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. Y'all, the most beautiful woman in the world is Palestinian. Or so they call her the most beautiful woman in the world. I mean, mad props to Bella, mashallah. But I was like, oh, shit. Yo, that must drive them fucking crazy. Because I was just looking at something. I was looking at the contracts that were made in the early 1930s between Zionists and the Third Reich. And I was just looking at the influx from Germany, protected by the Nazis, the influx of Zionist Jews to Palestine back then in the 30s. And what I realized was that everyone that came in starting at that time was a white European. I mean, sure, they happen to be Jewish, but they're white Europeans. And it hit me in a completely different way. All my life, I've been looking at this struggle and I've been thinking for some reason, I don't know why, I've been thinking this is an Arab-Israeli struggle. And because that's how it's framed, it makes you just, you assume that it's a Middle East struggle, but it's not. It's not. I mean, yeah, the kids on TikTok have it right. Yeah, everybody's privy to it now. But it didn't, you know, it's just, I've been dealing with this and it's been a part of my life for so long, but I've never dissected it in this way, because the way that it's always been packaged for us is this is a Middle East problem. No, the Zionists are not from the Middle East. They're white. They're white people. This is not a Middle East problem. This is a European problem, right? So we come back to not just occupation, but colonization. And what we know about occupation and colonization is that the colonizing force becomes enamored and quite obsessed with the aesthetic of the people that are being oppressed. They start to cosplay like them. For some reason, we don't know why it happens, but for some reason, wherever Rome invaded, put things and fashions from that place would become fashion in Rome. You know, thousands of miles away. There is something in us that is so attracted and obsessed with the object of our cruelty. That person, that thing, that animal, that relationship, that friend, that inner child, that will let you beat the shit out of it and humiliate it. You have a really interesting relationship with that person, with that friend, with that lover, with that you're obsessed with them. Because you know full well what you're doing to them, and you know how villainous and how soulless you are. And you become obsessed and enamored with this thing that you keep trying to hurt, but it's just too strong. There is an Israeli TikToker who dressed up as a Palestinian woman, put ketchup on her face and dust all over her, and basically implied that all these women are pretending to be hurt. They're just doing it for the views. But you know what I saw? I saw how fucking amped she was to have that scarf on her head. I saw it. I saw it in her eyes. And it all made sense to me. Why Bella Hadid? Why not me? Why the Gaza Strip for the Palestinians? Why not for us? What about us? What about me? That's why in the midst of thousands buried under rubble, dying slowly. You can have women mocking them and dressing up like them and doing comedic gag reels like them. Because it's only ever about you. Why not me? Why don't I get what I want all the time? But you can't make yourself look like Bella Hadid, I guess. I mean, you could try.
But we all know that's gonna be expensive.
I think that's it. I think there is a sick fixation that the Israelis have with the Palestinians. I think they're obsessed with them. I think they want to be them. I think they wish they were them. Because the Palestinians get the thing the Israelis want most from everybody in the world. They get support and sympathy and care and concern. And that's all Israel wants. Israel wants everybody to treat it like the biggest victim in the world that we have to keep apologizing to for the rest of our lives because this fucking short fuck from Germany killed a bunch of them. That's their entire identity. Feel bad for us for what happened back then. And they're enraged at all times that nobody wants to give them that. And yet here are these fucking people that they fucking hate. And they get exactly that. And more. All the time. It would frustrate you. It would make you want. It would make you wish that you could be like them. And if you can't be like them, maybe, you know, the next best thing, because if your wants and desires are thwarted, we know how evil that turns. Maybe, maybe. All I can tell you is that at any given time, you should give a man an out. We're back over here. At any given fucking time, that man should know that he can fucking go. Get the fuck out. Now. And they'll never leave. Because what you're telling them is the same thing that Jim Morrison said in that song and everybody got mad at him for it. I need somebody who doesn't need me. You're damn right. I don't fucking need you. I think you're a fucking headache. You could get the fuck out of my house. Out of this room. Out of your house. Out of wherever the fuck we happen to be. Out of your mom's house. Whatever the fuck we happen to be, you could get the fuck out. I need someone who doesn't need me is exactly fucking right. That's how they are. That's how they are. This bitch started catching feelings for him. He embarrassed her, bro. Spoken if you got it. If when she was showing interest in the other dude and not all in with him, he was thirsty. Okay? No. No more. No more, because look, here's the thing. Men are always telling you that they don't get to do what they want to do. Men are always fucking crying and complaining about the shit they got to do, but they would much rather be doing something else. I'd rather be fishing. They even made fucking bumper stickers out of the shit. I would rather be fishing. Shut the fuck up and go to work, Bill. What do you mean you'd rather be fishing? Go fuck yourself. Okay? Men love to fucking complain about the shit they gotta do. Okay. Right? But they only do what they wanna do. Okay. So go do whatever the fuck you wanna do. If my attitude with you at all fucking times, sorry if it comes off aggressive, is go do whatever the fuck you wanna do. then I know that if you're sitting here next to me, it's because you want to sit here next to me. Then I don't have to ask you if I say, should we get sushi or no? Should we get Peruvian or no? Should we? I know you're not sitting there rolling your fucking eyes because you don't need to be here. You could go. If you don't find me enchanting and magical and wonderful and a joy to be around at all times, go the fuck home, bro. Go do something with yourself. What are you doing here? This the thing that makes me want to puke every time I watch this show is anytime somebody says, we have to bake it work. We're going to bake it work. What, bake it work? No. I'm telling you, this is fucking propaganda. They want you to think this don't work with men. When have you ever tried to make it work with a fucking dude and that shit work? No. You're not trying to make it work. We're not hanging on. We're not holding on. Bye. And if they're like, that's very sudden. Like the girl I was talking to. Oh, you're just out of nowhere. You're just going to. Yeah, just out of nowhere. Just like that. Oh, how could you do that? Just like this. I can't believe you're doing it. You can't believe that I'm not going to throw good money after bad? You can't believe that just because I fucking slipped up and fell in a hole and I got myself out, you think you can't believe that I'm not going to go back in it willingly? Fuck no. I see something in you I don't like. You could go. See, it goes both ways. This fucking sword cuts both ways, baby. Either I don't like what the fuck you're doing and you could fucking go, or you run in your fucking mouth acting like you don't want to be here, in which case you could fucking go. Or option C, you are behaving around another fucking woman in a way that's making me feel that you're really not that interested. You could fucking go to hell, okay? Now, tonight, I will fucking send your stuff. I will messenger your shit to hell. Get the fuck out of my house. That. I'm telling you. I'm sorry if you got a significant other around you or you driving around. Hi, boyfriend. Hello, husband. Hello. Hi. I hope she listens to every fucking word I said and lets you do whatever the fuck you want. So when you are with her, you're not fucking complaining about being there. You're not fucking rolling your eyes. You're 100% there because you fucking want to be. Because you know this bitch is going to turn around and look at you and be like, oh, you don't want to be here? You could fucking go. You could get the fuck out. Yeah. Because the thing is, if a bitch is not going to be present, okay, this whole Rome thing, you know what this thing bothers me? Where bitches are like, how often do you think about Rome, honey? And the guy's like, oh my God, I think about it every day. Bitch, why didn't you know that? Bitch, why didn't you know that? You guys don't talk about anything? That thing happened like, what, 6 months ago where they found out that the reason Roman concrete doesn't fucking break is because there's limestone in it. It swells when it rains and it gets even stronger. It didn't occur to you, even if you didn't know this motherfucker was thinking about the Roman Empire every fucking day. It didn't occur to you to see that in the newspaper and run to your fucking husband and be like, baby, did you hear? I don't even know if you like the Roman Empire, whatever, but I just saw the coolest thing, and Romans used to have the strongest of men, and this is why their roads are still exist. You didn't do that? How did you not know that he thinks about the Roman Empire? That you guys don't have any fucking conversations. If you talk long enough about anything, you're going to bump smack into Rome. You guys never talked about nothing? How long have y'all been married? What do you fucking talk about? The thing with the limestone, that shit is recent events. You're not even talking about current events? There's no current events hour at dinner? You're not talking about the fake alien they found? Or what? What? You just didn't fucking know that this motherfucker was this into ancient. Unless, like that one guy who was like, how'd you know? How'd you know? Kept turning around looking like through the Dateline guys. That guy 100% is thinking about several different aspects of the Roman Empire, if you understand what I'm saying. They need to check his computer and put that man in jail. Calling it. He was so genuinely mortified that she knew something that was on his computer that he started acting like he was going to fucking have a stroke. Nope, calling it. He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. Also, can we get clear on how we're not giving weirdos chances? Mm-mm. I don't mean weird. You know I love weird. Weird is gorgeous to me. I mean weirdos. I mean creeps. I mean dudes who try to... Oh my God. Oh my God. You know what I... Let's leave with this. Let's wrap on this. Okay. Do you know my absolute ick with dudes? This is why I actually love a short king. Love short men.
Love short men for this reason. Love the fucking personality. Never met a short guy that didn't have an amazing personality. Love the personality on a short guy. Short men never do this shit, okay? But tall men be doing this shit. Short men actually have like a little guy complex, so they really mean it when they be aggressive. The most ick that I can get from a dude is when he walks into a room and I could tell from looking at him that he's insecure. And this is what I get from fucking with Virgos for so long and Geminis. Because, listen, if you look, if you shift your gaze in that way that people shift their gaze when they're insecure, when they're, I'm ick. I'm never going to forget. I'm never going to forget when I saw you walking into a room and you were scared. I'm never going to. Short guys walk into a room like, I will take this bitch over like Napoleon. Don't play with me. Franz Ferdinand up in this bitch. You know what I mean? Tall guys, or not even tall guys. Tall guys still have like the, I'm so tall you can't really see what I'm doing up here. But like, just normal guys. When normal guys get shifty in the eyes when they're walking in somewhere because they're insecure. If you're my friend, I don't give a fuck. Be insecure all day. But if I'm sleeping with you and you're insecure walking into a room, I don't know if we're going to sleep together again. I don't. And in that way, both the men I was married to are villains. Both of these men have the unshakable confidence like you could not believe. The confidence, it's irrational. I've told them both this on several occasions. Irrational. Like, it's not okay to be that confident. Like, you're sick in your head. Like, can you calm it down? No. I'm the best. I'm the best at everything. I look the best. I am the best. I have the best wife. I'm the best. I'm the best of the best. You can't tell me fucking nothing. Like, that. That is the only thing that doesn't give me the ick. Like, you could be that and you could have mad problems. You could have this, that, whatever. I don't care. We could deal with it. But if you don't have that, no. So, in summation, vote for me. No more school lunches. Yeah, in summation, don't be like fucking Micah. Don't fucking be so easygoing that at the end the dude clowns you anyway. Clown that motherfucker from jump. Yo, clown him from jump. Because here's the thing. Let's get philosophical for a second. If every person you're supposed to be with is already determined, it's all written in the stars for you already, ha 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 ha, then what does it matter if you clown these dudes? Clown them from day one. Because if he's your guy anyway, he's going to be there anyway and he's going to find it funny that you're clowning him. But if he can't laugh, if he can't, you know what I mean? If you can't make fun of him, he can't laugh at himself, all this stuff, you need to check all this out. You know? Don't be like her. That easygoing shit, yo, they had me wrapped up for a second. I was like, oh, maybe this is the way. Uh-uh. It's a lie. It's a lie. Be the villain. These motherfuckers love a villain, bitch. I'm telling you, be a villain. Be all in. You are pulling me out of my reverie. What would you like? What do you need? Don't think for a second of getting comfortable in this situation. You are not safe. You feel me? We need to feel safe. Women like to feel safe. Men love the danger. You're not safe. I'll get rid of you tomorrow. Watch me. Fuck around and fuck around and do something stupid. Say that I won't. They love that edge. You think some dude shaking his head at you right now? No, we don't. Especially if you on your shit and you look good and your body's fucking and you be taking the time to do the things and the vitamins and the working out. Listen. Mm-hmm. Don't let them lie to you anymore. They hate this fucking submissive fucking flower on the wall flower motherfucking stupid fucking meek. They hate this shit. They don't want this shit. They be clowning these bitches, bro. No.
Run them. Run them. You see how they be? No, bro. No. The power dynamic, it can only flow one way. Because you had a disadvantage anyway. Hello. Love you. It's your girl, DJ Narc. Woo. Free Palestine.